Good morning. It's 6 a.m. It's the 21st day of May, a Monday, the year of our Lord, 2018. Kenneth Hill here, your host for our prayer time get-together. 6 o'clock in the morning comes early for me. I don't know about for you. I've heard from some of you that tell me that 6 o'clock's about the going-to-bed time for you, and that you're sometimes, some of you, are on your way home from work when you're listening to the prayer time broadcast. But for the majority of our folks, it's as their day is beginning. Whichever it may be for you, God bless you. Thank you for listening to WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. Tell your friends about WHCB. Have them listen as well to the finest in teaching and preaching broadcast that you can hear anywhere. Now, I won't say that you will appreciate each and every broadcast every time, nor will I tell you that you will agree with every teacher every time they teach. That probably won't be the case. But I can tell you that their teaching will be within the pale of standard teaching. Traditional teaching, I won't say that. But biblical teaching, I will say that. I've had a couple of emails from folks who have heard some of the newer programs we have, and they've said, well, I questioned this one about this, or I questioned that one about that. And I understand that because I have some questions too. However, when you take the balance of what they're teaching, you'll find that they're well within the pale of orthodoxy, and that's the reason they're on the air. They don't always agree with one another. And they certainly don't always agree with me or with you. But we do appreciate the teaching so we ourselves can study and we can find out what it is that the Bible says. That's what's important. Here's our address if you want to write to us. It's WHCB P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. Kenneth Hill is asleep this morning. Here it is, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. And let me repeat it. It's WHCB Radio, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. Yes, I do get messed up from time to time, and I apologize for that. Also, if you'd like to get hold of us and you would like to use the internet, go to whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. That is our home on the internet, whcbradio.org. We also have a Facebook page that you can like, and we'll, when we put posts out, if you like us, it'll go to your box as well. It's WHCB Radio after you go to Facebook /WHCB Radio and you can find us, okay? All right. In Ephesians chapter 1, it begins this way. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice that is one sentence, two verses, but one sentence. Paul, who is an apostle of Jesus Christ, and he was that by the will of God, is writing to the saints which are at Ephesus, the city of Ephesus. And he's also writing to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So that includes us. We're not the saints at Ephesus, but we are the faithful in Christ Jesus, if we're following Jesus Christ. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he's offering to us what is rightfully ours, grace, and he's giving us peace as well. Grace and peace. Now let's go to the second sentence. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us or predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Now that's one sentence. It's four verses, one sentence. And it goes from verse 3 to verse 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, blessed be his name, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. What does that mean? It's all of the best that the very home of God himself has to offer. It is the best of heaven being offered to us, and it is the blessings of heavenly places in Christ Jesus. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And this is according to God's own desires. He's taking care of us. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. How are we received by God the Father, God himself, the maker of heaven and earth? How are we received? We're received as being acceptable and accepted in Christ Jesus. And that's how we are received, as acceptable in Christ Jesus, accepted in the beloved. And it's because of the redemption that's ours through Jesus Christ our Lord that we have this acceptance. It's by the righteousness of Christ. And it is the righteousness of God revealed in Christ, of course. And it's us in Christ, the hope of glory. And that's the reason we're received by God Almighty. Hallelujah! What a Savior is mine. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace and your goodness. Thank you for caring for us beyond measure, for loving us with a love that never fails. I pray, Lord, that you would work in our hearts and lives, that you would show us those things that you would have us to do today, and then empower us to do those things so we could be faithful in your service. Now, Father, I pray for the work of WHCB Radio, that you would make provision for us, that you would give us the funds necessary to pay the bills, that you would give us the people that we need to have volunteer as well as those who work with us so we can get the work done that you've called us to do. We love you, Father, and we ask for your working in our hearts, our lives, and in the physical necessities of the ministry. Now, we thank you for that. We ask you to work with our friends and family and co-workers who are praying with us now. We ask for your blessing to be upon them and upon us. And we give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.